Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
At Chicago, bringing us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the author of the seven hidden reasons employees leave. Also, Re-Engage. His work is all about helping you put the right people in the right seats, working for you, and keeping them engaged and happy. Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. Why don't you give us your website, please?
It's keepingthepeople.com.
All right, and they can find your books wherever books are sold, right?
Pretty much. They're on all the internet booksellers as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you got some tips on some pitfalls, I should say, on what people need to avoid when they're hiring new people, right?
Yeah, I think one of the most frequent causes of a quick turnover among employees is not having a good picture of what the job entails from a realistic standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in the banking industry, they lose a lot of customer service representatives, tellers, because they come in and they don't realize how angry some of these customers can get, and they have to deal with difficult customers. And they have a turnover rate that's pretty high just in the first 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wells Fargo Bank decided to show these teller applicants little vignettes on videos of angry customers coming up. And then they would freeze frame that, and they would pop up three questions. And how do you respond to this angry customer?
Mm-hmm.
And only one of those questions answers was correct.
Right.
So they're screening out people for social intelligence.
So you're saying that they weren't using this to train the people in how to deal with them. They were using it to screen people who were not going to, couldn't make it in that environment.
That's exactly right. They're screening people who would hate to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving them what's called a realistic job preview.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're giving people who would hate this job a chance to bow out. And 20% of the people who saw this, in addition to a 20% who didn't pass the test, another 20% just dropped out of the process because they realized, I wouldn't like this job.
Mm-hmm.
And so they saved themselves the cost of turnover and the cost of training a bunch of people only to see them quit.
But that takes patience and time. The company you just described is a big bank, and they've got people who have, that's their job to find the right people. Small business owners how would a small business owner pull something like that off?
Well, if there's an example of a company right here in Kansas City where the CEO interviews people and he tells them right off the bat, I'm a very blunt person, and sometimes I don't take people's feelings into consideration. And I will say things that will probably hurt sometimes. And so some people get the feeling, I don't think I'd like working for this guy.
Right.
But he says, I'm not going to change. That's just my style. And so the people that come to work for him, you know, are forewarned.
Right. They understand. Well, if I were hiring somebody who I had customers that they were going to be touching, I would say if you have a problem saying thank you for almost anything a customer does, you're probably not going to be happy here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about thank you?
Yeah, that's a common issue that we find in going out and dealing with customer service people today. A lot of them forget to say thanks.
They don't even know it's supposed to be done. There's no internal sentiment. There's no driving force inside them that makes them say, you know, if this person doesn't come in, I might not get a paycheck. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They don't know how to do it. They don't have it. They don't have a. They don't see the connection.
Well, another thing you can do is tell why the last three people, some of the people didn't make it here.
Right.
We had this person.
I like that.
Yeah, here's why some of the people haven't fit into this culture in the past.
The last guy that was here. he didn't make it because, whatever. Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and
what makes you think you can do better?
Yeah, and letting your peers interview people. I would say make sure the coworkers have a chance to sit in a room without you as the CEO being present.
Now, that's a really important thing to do.
Right, and let them describe what it's really like to work there.
If you, get a job with a big company and you have it's any kind of a significant job at all, sales, management, something like that, where your performance is really critical to the direct performance of the company, you'll interview two or three different people. I remember when I worked for Xerox, before I went to work for Xerox, most elaborate hiring process I ever went through, they made me talk to the service manager.
Mm-hmm.
I was interviewing for a sales job, and they had the service manager, the state service manager, interview me.
Yeah. I had to be interviewed by a customer when I went to work for an
ad
agency.
That's good.
Yeah. And one of our big accounts.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And another thing is we need to think about what are we doing to screen our candidates. Sometimes we're screening based on experience,
mm-hmm.
and expertise and where they went to school over whether or not they have the true talent and the attitude and the fit
right.
factors that
right.
we need for a person. And,
mm-hmm.
and we can find those things out by asking behavior-based questions. You know, like tell me about
right.
a time when you were asked to do something unethical. And
see,
you
now, and I like these ideas, but that part, that thing that you just said to a lot of small business owners who are trying to keep their head above water and make payroll this Friday, what you just said sounds like homework.
It is homework.
Yeah.
You just have to prioritize.
I know.
How important is it?
But this is why I want small business owners to say to themselves, this has got to be done. What Lee is telling you has got to be done. If I can't do it, if I don't want to do it, I need to hire somebody or let somebody else do it. Folks, this is important. When you hire people, it's an important job. Just imagine that if you do a bad job, you're going to have to fire them. That ought to make you want to do a better job of hiring folks. Lee Branham and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.